Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my recent visit with Emily Bursinger of the Ray County Extension in Richmond. Emily, first of all, what's your title actually with the Extension?
I'm a 4-H field specialist in 4-H youth development.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Ray County 4-H.
So right now we're kind of ending a 4-H year as well as starting a new one. So we have kids filling out report forms and that type of thing to kind of reflect on their achievements and successes over the last year. But then we are also kicking off our new 4-H year on October 1st. And so then National 4-H Week, that's a good time for us to really push what 4-H is and why kids should join the 4-H program.
What is 4-H?
4-H is a youth development program for kids that are 8 to 18. Whether it's rural or urban, they can join 4-H. You don't have to live on a farm. You don't have to have animals. You can do things from aerospace to cake decorating to welding. So it's just different skills and projects that they just want to come and learn and try something new with.
You know, Emily, just like with FFA, and I'm not going to say how many years ago that I was in 4-H, but things have changed so much. You just mentioned some of the different projects they can do, and it's amazing. It's outstanding. And not only are they doing the project they can enjoy when they're young, but they're building for their future in a lot of these.
Correct. What we're also hoping with the projects is an additional to learning a skill that maybe there will be some kind of project that will spark an interest with them and that will turn into possibly a career path. If welding is something they're really not for sure about and they try it, they could end up going and welding as a career and that type of thing. So in addition to just, the projects and something to do, we are hoping that some of the projects do turn into a long life, career or their next level.
A lot of these I find that are in 4-H and eventually they'll get into FFA. And one thing, our number one industry in Missouri is agriculture. A lot of people don't realize that, but I see a lot of these young people, and then when they go on to FFA or whatever, when you ask them what their future plans are, a large majority is somehow involved in agriculture, maybe not living on the family farm, but some type of agribusiness or some type of work there.
Yes, I mean, a lot of kids, even if they're not showing animals, what they need to understand is agriculture comes from whole different areas. And even kids that are taking food, like you have to have, wheat for your flour and that type of.
You'll hear more of my interview with Emily on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. Which dinosaur knew the most words? The thesaurus. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.